The closest most of us get to a heart transplant is watching an episode of Grey's Anatomy or an ER rerun. But one Vermonter recently became Massachusetts General Hospital's 500th heart transplant patient. Mass General in Boston performed its first transplant back in 1985. Lucky number 500 is Kevin Dano of Swanton. He is the second person in his family to undergo a transplant, and he almost missed the all-important call from Mass General when it was placed on December 29th. He joined us to tell the tale, starting with many years ago when he first began to feel the symptoms of a failing heart.
When it started out 12, 13 years ago with the breathing, they found out that it was a silent heart attack. I never felt anything, or I was at my house, and we were burning brush, and I thought it was like smoke inhalation, and come to find out, while I was doing the brush, I had that silent heart attack. The first 10 years wasn't bad. I was living off from pills and stuff, and then all of a sudden, I just went downhill from there. 2013, they put in a defibrillator.
It sounds like when you first started to have symptoms, your doctors, you sort of had to press a little bit to get them to figure out that there was something wrong with your heart, because there wasn't anything wrong with your respiratory system or your lungs, and that's where you were feeling the symptoms.
Yes, that's what it was. Is I had two cardiologists. One was like, they call it the electrical, and then the other one was for the plumbing. That's what they told me. So I asked them different questions about the transplant. And I even went to the extent to ask him if it could be hereditary, because my dad ended up with a heart transplant in about 85.
And he had a successful heart transplant in 1985?
Yes, he did.
Huh. So when you got to the point of saying, you know, might I need a transplant? Could this be hereditary? What did they tell you? Is it hereditary?
Nobody really said if it is hereditary or not. I'm assuming it is, because here I am, you know. He right. was 51 and I'm 55, so.
Kevin, what did it feel like when you realized you needed a new heart and you were waiting for a new heart? Because, you know, on the one hand, I can understand, well, this is going to save my life. I need it. On the other hand, you know, having a heart transplant is really scary. So what did it feel like to you to be waiting?
I was scared. Basically, like, you're crossing a line between life and death. At one point, you don't know if you're going to make it off the table or not. It's a scary situation.
You got the call just about a month ago that there was a heart for you. And Mass General told us that you and your wife almost missed the call.
Yes, we did. They started calling that. This was 11:30 p.m., and for some reason, we didn't hear the phone ring. And just so happened, I don't know, it must have been quarter after 12, 12:30, my wife happened to wake up, and she saw the phone blinking. So she listened to her messages, and there was about 10, 12 calls already about the heart to get down to Mass General.
So what do you do when you realize? I mean, do you have a bag all packed that you're, you know, your go bag, or did you have to pack up?
No, I was supposed to have one packed, but we just got dressed, jumped in the car, and headed down.
Huh. And, you know, obviously, it was a successful transplant. Here you are. Do you remember anything about surgery?
No, I don't. I remember going into the operating room. And that's the last thing I remember till, I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday, when they got me up and sat me in a chair.
How did it feel?
It feels great. It's a new lease on life. That's the only way I can say it. You know, I had a great team down in Boston, and can't say enough about them, you know?
Yeah.
The doctors were great. Nurses were great. Everything.
They say you are the 500th heart transplant recipient at that hospital. Your dad had a heart transplant in 1985. I think that's around the time that they were starting to do transplants at Mass General.
You know, it's still unbelievable how far they've came. Knock on wood, no problems, no nothing. So no signs of rejection yet. So I'm pretty happy as of right now.
Did this change your perspective on organ donation at all? I mean, I don't know, before you found out you had a heart problem, I don't know what your perspective was, but has it changed?
Yes, it has. If I can donate any organs, I think I'm going to try to. You know, I don't know if I can. I mean, I'm diabetic too, you know, so I don't know how many organs that I got are actually good. I know I got a good heart. That's all I can say.
Were you a donor before your heart problems?
No. To be honest with you, I never signed off on my license as being a donor. But I never figured that the heart problem would go this far.
Obviously, when you get, as you said, this new lease on life, it's a tragic situation for somebody else and their family. And you were able to write a note to the family of the donor, but they get to decide whether or not they'd like to contact you in the future. Is there anything that you wouldn't mind telling us about what you said in that note?
I didn't write the note yet. When I went down, they gave me a packet after I come out of surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an envelope in there that you can fill out. They go through the letter. They forward it to the donor, and it's up to the donor if they want to contact you or they don't want to contact you. They told me wait at least 6 months, possibly a year, before you send it to them.
Oh, why?
I guess for mourning time, or for them to get used to a person being gone.
Is it something you think you will do? Do you want to write a note to their family?
Yes, I will. And I don't know what to say. I mean, how can you say thank you for another chance at life?
Do you think about that there's somebody else, you know, a part of somebody else inside your body now?
Oh, yes. As a matter of fact, the other night, you know, I just woke up out of the blue and was thinking, you know, I'm alive and somebody else's heart's inside me pounding, keeping me alive, you know. It's a miracle.
That was Kevin Dano of Swanton, who received Massachusetts General Hospital's 500th heart transplant.